We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show. Quarter number four brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Jeff Brown, as promised, joins us now to talk Penn State hoops. He's the reason that you've hung around for this long to talk Penn State basketball. And a little bit of momentum now, Jeff. I like it.
I know. We talked about it last week that things are going to start turning around for this team, and sure enough, they have. And frankly, I'm going to go bold here right off the bat. I'm saying they win the next three out of the last four.
You know, I was gonna warm up to that point, but if we're just diving into the pool, let's dive into the pool. I do think there's potential for it. You know, they got two of those four at home. I think them playing Maryland at home, what is it, Wednesday night, will be opportunity for them. And really, side by side to show where they were December 1st versus where they are now, I think there's a good chance you see a completely different outcome.
Oh, I absolutely think so. And I think the only question I have is on the road to Wisconsin, because that's always a difficult game, and they're playing some pretty good ball right now. But you know, with Rutgers and then another meeting with Illinois to close out the home season and the regular season, this team has a chance to put up some more victories, three more victories, which is it going to get them anywhere this year? Probably not. But I think it shows them, it shows the fans, it shows everybody what we've been saying all along, that this was a much better team than the record indicated.
And I do think that when it comes to the Big Ten tournament, if they follow through with that and they end up with I don't even know how many wins down the stretch, but beating good teams, that's a team that some of these powers in the Big Ten just aren't going to want to deal with early in the tournament.
Well, they have played virtually everybody tough. There's been a couple of stinkers in there, but for the most part, the Big Ten, it's all been one possession, two possession games. Who knows what happened once you get to the Big Ten tournament, especially with these guys on a roll and believing in each other like they probably haven't all season.
So momentum, we mentioned 95-71, they beat Nebraska at home. 83-76, they win at Illinois. Consecutive wins, Jeff, for the first time since the first two games of the season. It's been that kind of year. I guess the inability to kind of have that momentum snowball until this point, you know. And there were moral victories, I guess, early, but those moral victories started to turn sour. But really, just never got the traction until the last week and a half or 2 weeks.
No, and it was so sweet to sit there and watch that Nebraska game. It was just so much fun. The guys were having fun. Things were going their way. And you know, as I told our buddy Jim, they put it all together again. You know, just like they had before, they put it all together. And you see what kind of team they have when they can do that.
So, and then against Illinois, another good win to go on the road in the Big Ten to beat anybody. I don't really care what their record is.
Oh, yeah.
Who they are. To go in the Big Ten to beat anybody is a good win. But you know, this was something interesting I thought was Patrick Chambers saying that they answered Illinois' runs. And I feel like, you know, and that right there, that theme, in some of these games you talk about there were one possession, two possession, not being able to answer runs in the second half was what did Penn State in. So that right there I felt like was a mark of progress. Again, not concerned about who the opponent is, but Penn State being able to kind of nip that and still win the game.
You took the words right out of my mouth. You know, early in the season, we would see them either make a run to try to get the lead or, try to stave off a run to maintain the lead, and they weren't able to do it. And they would lose those one and two possession games. But now we're seeing, you know, with Michigan, we're seeing with Illinois, we're seeing with, some of the other teams that they're playing, that they're making runs or they're matching runs and stopping momentum. And that's been the big key, is they just don't lose it in the last few minutes anymore.
So what happens to change that? You know, I guess maybe the sense of belief can be the difference in that situation. So you maybe beat Michigan or you get that first win, that first Big Ten win under your belt. And is a sense of belief really the difference between being able to kind of do those things and not being able to do those things?
Boy, I'd love to be able to have that answer definitively, but
so just answer it.
I don't know. I know that it has to be in part. I think in part, the freshmen learned very valuable lessons. And now they know how to win games, how they know to finish games. I'm really, really pleased because I was afraid back in the quote-unquote dark days of the middle of the season that these freshmen are going to lose their legs because Big Ten is a physical, physical league to play in. And, you know, where was this team going to be once the freshmen got tired? But I don't see them getting tired. I see them having more fun. I see them with more spring in their step. So that has to be a factor as well. And I hate to keep bringing it up, but the ball has not bounced their way. The breaks have not gone their way this year. And now they are. And so I think you put the three together. I don't know that they are physically playing that much better, but they're playing smarter and they're playing with more confidence and things are starting to bounce their way a little bit.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State hoops with Jeff Brown with a little momentum for Penn State now, back-to-back wins over Nebraska and Illinois. In that Illinois game, Bolton and Dredd went 3 out of 16 from the floor, 1 out of 10 from three-point range. I did like that Bolton got to the line 8 times. He knocked down 7 of them. His ability to contribute a steady 10 or 12 points off the bench. You know, I think over the last couple of weeks, that's been another part of it, is that they've got that kind of jolt. They've got that scoring ability outside of their starting lineup, where even last year we had this conversation that they didn't really have a scoring threat coming off the bench. And now it seems like he's stepping into that role.
Oh, absolutely. And I dare to say, I think next year he is going to be Tony Carr. He's going to be the guy who is so cool, handles things, puts up the points when they need them. You know, let's face it, they got a big shoe to fill offensively with Lamar. We'll see what happens with him, if he stays or if he doesn't. But I really think that Rajir Bolton has learned a lot this year. He has shown us a lot as far as he never seems to get rattled, and he never seems to get tired. And, yeah, he will give you a solid 12, 13, 15 points a game, which is exactly what they need. Only next year, I think he's going to be transitioning onto the actual starting lineup.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that I would be stunned if that doesn't happen. You know, you mentioned Lamar Stevens, and could he leave? Could he stay? What's your early sense on that?
You know what? I don't think he's going to go anywhere. Simply because he just seems to me like he's got more to prove. And, you know, sure, he could go play in the European leagues, no doubt about it right now. But I don't know. I've never spoken to the kid, so I can't say definitively. But he just gives that air and that feeling that he's got more to prove.
And I do think that there is a legitimate sense that, you know, you've kind of gone through the peak and the valley. And that next year, there's a legitimate chance to do something pretty special. So I think being part of that is one thing. And I do think that Lamar Stevens, if he's doing what he's doing for a winning team, if he's playing the exact type of game he's playing this year for a team that's on that NCAA tournament bubble, for example, then his own stock elevates, I think, when he's looking to turn pro.
It's amazing to me what he has done this year, because there was a stretch of games where he really was all they had. And he was getting double teamed and sometimes triple teamed, and he was still putting up the numbers. So you give him a more balanced team next year and a winning team. Wow. I mean, he's going to be somebody to watch nationally, not just in the Big Ten, nationally.
Well, what I love, and we've seen it a bunch of times over the course of the season, I do think that he hit some kind of wall, or, you know, he had too much on his shoulders for most of the year. I don't think you can argue with that. But to have him in these games, you know, against Illinois, for example, 25 points, 12 shots, that's the kind of efficient scoring that's kind of hard to find. There's a lot of guys who can go out there and score with volume. But the way that his game is, you know, to be able to be that efficient with the ball, that's what always impresses me. And in that Illinois game, moved into the top 10 on Penn State's career scoring list too.
And they know he's coming. I mean, that's the amazing thing. It's no big surprise that Lamar Stevens is going to get his points. All these teams know it. All these teams know that he's the go-to guy, but he still does it, and that's the kind of player he is.
Against Illinois also, classic Mike Watkins, 10 points, 12 boards, 5 blocks. If so I'm not being part of the team and following the team and being at press conference and stuff. I've been confused a little bit by whether Mike Watkins is a starter, isn't a starter, you know, because if you give him 20, 25 minutes, this just seems like what he does. Where has his role, like, how has it developed to this point? Why have we seen him in so many different situations?
Well, Patrick in the last few games has gone to a smaller starting lineup, and they've had success with it. So that's definitely part of it. But, you know, I just never really got the feeling that Mike is totally back into the game right now. He missed all those games at the beginning of the season. You know, we're not going to get into the reasons why, but everybody basically knows him at this point. I think they were easing him back in, and you know, they're not giving him too many minutes. He has really, by the way, improved his defense. He was always 3 or 4 fouls by the end of the game. You know, he's getting 1 or 2 fouls now, so he has improved defensively. But I just think they're bringing him along slowly and really teaching him the position. And so, you know, John Hare has been able to do the job. And like I said, they've been smaller, they've been quicker, and it's worked for them.
10 points, 12 rebounds, 5 blocks. That's just something that, you know, when he's right,
oh, yeah,
that's what he can contribute every single time. I know you mentioned the Nebraska game. We got about 45 seconds, but to score 95 points, that was the fun part, right? To see them knock down 55-plus percent of their shots is a team that Pat Chambers said he was waiting to see all year.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where the fun came from, all the points? You mentioned it was enjoyable.
Everything worked. And that was the fun thing. I want to give you a hot take since we only have a few seconds.
I love it.
A friend of mine was sitting in the middle of the Nebraska people at the Jordan Center, and he said the talk the entire game was that Tim Miles lost his job at the Jordan Center that night, that he will be fired because he lost to Penn State that badly. Every single one of them was saying that.
Well, you know how reasonable fans can be. Maybe they're right. Maybe they're right. But Penn State fans have been sitting in the Jordan Center saying the same thing about Pat Chambers, I'm sure. And here he is. They've got some momentum going. They have 4 games left in the season. Next up, Maryland at home, trying to return the favor. 66-59, Penn State lost that game. That's Jeff Brown covering Penn State hoops for us here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. And that's it for this edition as well. You can check us out all week long, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.